A hazy start to the day, smoke heavy in the air, as firefighters prepare for what is to come. The fight to control the fires is a race against time and the winds, which have been spreading the flames.
À l'heure où je vous parle, le feu est encore en progression.
As we speak, the fire is still progressing. It caught us by surprise with its direction. It's created its own wind, its own story, its own movement. It has now decided to head off towards the north with two major fronts.
In its path are the houses abandoned by their inhabitants, thousands of whom were forced to leave to escape the approaching fire. Record-breaking temperatures combined with an historic drought have made the southwest region a tinderbox for wildfires. The all-night battle further complicated by the flames having reached layers of peat in the woodlands, making them even harder to damp down. In a visit to the area, the Prime Minister, accompanied by the Interior Minister, promised more resources to fight the blazes and acknowledged the extreme conditions that warn of a climate emergency.
We must continue more than ever to fight against climate change. We must also continue within the framework of ecological planning, for which I'm responsible with the support of the Minister of Ecological Transition, to adapt to this climate change. And a new national plan of adaptation to climate change will be put in place in the autumn.
The fallout from this year's wildfires has already been disastrous for this region of France, ecologically and for its economy. The battle to salvage the area will be a huge task, with no guarantee of how much can be saved. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.